The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
We have been chatting about this since we confirmed the interview. We have got the wonderful Amy Kleinans-Kurd in the studio with us as our guest. Baie welkom by The Drive with Robin Ross.
Ach, dankie. Ek is so bly ek is hier en ek het nie dit gemaak, hoor.
Nee, die verkeer is niemand se maatjie nie.
Ja, maar het reen daarom nie.
Tenminste, gister was erg.
Ja.
So Amy, ek het vir jou so 3 weke terug gesien en eindelijk ontmoet. Jy was eindelijk, ek het jou ontmoet by Jacka Women's Day Breakfast, waar jy een van die sprekers was. En allemaal was so geïnspireerd by die woorde wat jy op die verhoog gesê het. So I didn't get to meet you properly. I did get to meet you properly at the Real Housewife launch. Hoe is die ervaring van die verfilming van die reeks vir jou?
Nou, allemaal vraag vir my altyd en constant, hoekom het jy dit gedoen, Amy?
ek kan glo.
Ja, weet jy, dit is baie opwindend. Dit was soos 'n avontuur. En weet jy, as ek nou daar dink nie, my kinders sê altyd, Mommy, you don't understand how social media works. Media is completely different. Toe ek ingeskryf het met my juffrou in Suid-Afrika, het ek nie eers 'n e-posie gehad nie, hoor. Ek het nie 'n e-pos adres gehad nie. Toe besluit ek, okay, how different can it be?
Ja.
Truly. Oh my word.
Ja.
There's no comparison.
Ja.
So jy doen radio en dan doen ek cover van 'n tydskrif en so aan. Dan is dit verby.
Nou
gaan dit aan.
Ja.
Dit hou nie op.
Dit is vir altyd daar.
And even the non-formal stuff. Die sosiale media is daar. Mense kan op jou Instagram klim en vir jou sê wat hulle dink van die laaste episode en so aan. It's just, it must be quite an experience.
It is quite an experience, but I'm learning so much, you know. I actually now understand that people literally take you on as a friend.
Yes.
And they sit with you on their phones and on their laptops and in their lounge and when they're waiting at the doctor or the dentist. And they chat to you. And what's different now is that so interesting for me is nie. Sê so 5 jaar terug sal 'n mamma nou sit en sy praat met haar dogters wat seker so 21, 22 jaar oud is en sy sien my in 'n restaurant. Dan sê sy, dis Amy Kleinans, dan kan ek nou sien. Oké, okay, dan sê die frons die kind so en sê, wie? En nou sê ek daarom 'n bietjie meer relevant vir die jonger.
You've got that reinvention going on.
Ja, nee, definitief.
Ja, maar met die reinvention, I think this Real Housewives of the Wynlander was the perfect way to go, want allemaal het iets te sê daaroor. En ons het eindelijk op die verhoog daar aand by die bekendstelling, we were talking and there came a question from someone in the audience and she was saying, from having watched the first episode, it doesn't look like women are supporting women and jylle beklei en jylle sit en dat en die ander ding. And you said something so poignant. You were like, you know what? Some days I'm the bad one in the group. Some days I'm the sweet one in the group. As women, we have, like, we are multifaceted. Ek kan nie net die hele tyd die goodie two shoes wees nie. En ek dink dit is dat wat mense van jou verwag. Vooral van jou.
Ja, definitief. Maar wie jy nie, om mense sien of jy eerlik is of nie. En dit is die mees belangrikste vir my. Is iets vir my, is iets vir my ontstaan wat jy nou gedoen het of gesê het. Of hoe jy opgetree het. Sal ek vir jou sê, want ons sit nou soos ons nou sit en praat, verstaan jy? En dit is die realiteit van 'n reality TV show, is dat mense sal onmiddellik dit optel when you're not being authentic, which makes sense.
Ja.
So ja, ons neem ons beurte.
I love that. I absolutely love that.
I wanted to know, you must also hear from people who, like, Real Housewives is one of those shows, people either love it or they hate it, mm-hmm. right? Like, people who don't watch Real Housewives have opinions about why they don't watch Real Housewives, you know? And it's, have you had to deal with a lot of people going, ach, this is nonsense thing that you know who doing it and so on? Because, I mean, a TV show is a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not made for everyone.
No, not at all.
And it's a weird thing in my brain, and I know Roz produces TV as well. You know, it's sort of, if it's not for me, then I feel affronted by the fact that it exists in the first place. It's just not for you.
And the mm-hmm. fact is, you're still talking about it.
Exactly. So any publicity.
It's good publicity.
Yeah. I shouldn't say that, but it's so true.
Mm.
But what has been so positive for me is that there are so many people that actually really think they know me.
Yeah. Well,
over the years, I mean, it's been 30 years now. And I think it's just your curiosity. It's like, what is she saying? What's Amy doing? What's going to be happening? And then what was so encouraging for me the other day, I walked into a hardware store in Franschhoek and I bump into Ruben. And
Ruben Riffle, the chef, yeah. If anybody is confused.
I say, Amy, jy ek lag my dood. Ek geniet dit so. Ek het nog nooit te Housewives gekyk nie. Ek kyk golf en mense wat kook miskien. Maar ek kyk nooit iets anders nie. Maar ek is so gefascineerd met julle. I'm finding it very entertaining. And I promise you I'm going to watch every episode. So for that, it's so encouraging. Those that never have watched, many of those people are finding us hysterical.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan and I don't miss the episode. So ek sal julle was al in hoedspreid. Ek wag nou vir julle om terug te kom. Elke donderdag aand 8 uur op Kijknet is mm-hmm. die Real Housewives van die Wynlande.
Vertel vir ons van Amelia.
Wag, ek wil voor jy enige iets sê.
Ja.
Moet ons jou aanspreek as Amelia Kleinhans Kurt? Because it's a whole brand change. So I just want to know, because Amelia is die wyn se naam, maar dit is ook jou naam.
Ja, nee, dit is 'n interessante vraag hoor, want almal sê vir my, waar kom Amelia van? Ek sê nee, ek is Amelia Hope Kleinhans gebore. En soos mense vir my vra, hoekom het jy Housewives van die Wynlande genoem? Ek sê, die hele transformasie van 'n 18-jarige tot 'n 25-jarige tot 'n 45-jarige tot 'n 55-jarige, daar's 'n groot verskil in jou lewe, jou persoonlikheid en alles. En ek het net gedink, ek gaan 'n bietjie vir Amelia aanpad.
It's like your alter ego, your grown, successful alter ego.
Do you understand, Rob?
Yeah, I understand.
And I've got a name for her. Exactly.
I mean, honestly, if I'd come up through school mm-hmm. and then through high school and stuff being called Bobby, at some point, you turn around and you become Rob. You can't be Bobby Skinstat forever. At some point, you will be Mr. Skinstat. You know what I mean?
Or you can be both. Thank you.
Because there's a lot of Amy around. I'm, you know, everybody says to me, gosh, how did you actually get through with the things that you've done in your life and everything else? And I said, I was a tomboy, frivolous. ADHD on steroids. En ja, ek is nou I'm a little bit more mature.
Yes.
And I've learned my lessons, quite a few, and I think it is now time for Amelia to blossom.
Fair enough. I completely get that and I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you recognize the Amy and where she came from, but Amelia can do things going forward. Tell us about the wine.
Oh gosh, this Cup Classic actually has an incredible sentiment to me, because we've got our farm, Jan Harmsgat, in Swellendam, and I was born in Worcester, and I remember as a little girl, we used to live in Cape Town, but my father's from Barrydale, my mom's from Oudtshoorn, and we've got family all over in that area, and we used to drive for holidays to the family. And I used to say to my dad, I like these farms, Daddy. Maybe one day in Worcester or Swellendam, I'm going to own like a big wine farm. And my goodness, careful what you wish for.
Yeah. What a beautiful journey.
So it's been an incredible, incredible journey for me. And I've always said that I'd want to do something that celebrates life and South Africans. And I want to make it homegrown and I want to make it female empowered. And what a better way to do it than through a beautiful cup to sick. Bubbles, you know, and I named her Amelia.
I love the fact that there's this bottle with your name on it.
And it's stunning.
It brought from a klein kind to us. At the time, that dream was so like almost non-existent.
I know.
Considering where we were and so on. It was so big. And yet, here it is. The glass is in front of me. It has your name on it. And that has all come true.
100%. You know, and Rosbert, you actually mentioned beforehand about, you know, trying again. For me, as weer probeer, definitief 'n wen gees.
Ja.
Want kyk die F1, ek meen the Formula 1, look at our boxes, look at it. The people that have tried and tried and tried again, you know. So for me, the spirit of celebration of doing it again and again and believing in yourself is the most important thing. So whether you're a 5-year-old who wishes to have a wine farm, or a 16-year-old that wishes to go to UCT, or you want to study in the States, or you want to become a radio announcer, just believe in yourself and try and try again. You
know? The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.